Blog Talk Radio.
I never cared much for moonlit skies, never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. And I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. And I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on a mistletoe. Now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. You know I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and lit that spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. Never saw rainbows in my wine. Now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party Book. We've only got 1 year to go to lose our country. Today is the 18th of November. Everybody's getting ready for Thanksgiving. That's when we thank God for all our blessings. That's when all the Christians start to bless each other. Isn't it a wonderful time? Thanksgiving. Thanks be to God. Am I going to be taken off the air now?
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm afraid. You are my desire. No one else will do. 'Cause nothing else can take your place. To feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find a way. Bring me back to you.
Yes, the holiday season has begun, and we're all coming back to Jesus. Everybody's coming back to Jesus. I'm going to read to you a blog that I did last night. Part of the blog refers to that, whether you know it or not, the conservative talk show hosts are one by one being smothered. That's why I said, am I being taken off the air now? If you look, I'll tell you, I'll name three right now. And I got to tell you about this guy. The first guy I'm going to mention is Glenn Beck, and he got taken off the air. All right? And that was done by many groups, including CARE, including the Obamanistas, that was their number one objective. Glenn Beck called all this crap that's going on right now. 7-8 months ago, he told you this was going to happen. He told you how it was going to work, from the top, the pressure from the top down, and the pressure from the bottom up. He called it. He nailed it. And because he was getting too close to the communists, they silenced him. And I hope that Glenn, who I know believes in the resurrection, has his Easter Sunday moment. And if I can help him in any way, I'll gladly do it. Because I know what we're coming up against. We're about to lose our country. And nobody cares. And last night, Glenn is one. Steve Malzberg, he got assassinated real quick. And once you're off the air, you're gone. In 2 weeks, you're forgotten. And the third one, they're whittling down, is Mike Savage. If you look, go to WOR, and you're looking for Mike Savage, you'll find that he went from 3 hours, he used to be on 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and 8 to 9. He was on 3 hours, and they cut him back into 2 hours, and they issue a disclaimer. He's the only talk show host that went, at the end of his show, the network issues a disclaimer. The opinions of Michael Savage are not necessarily those of the network. Please don't hate us. Yep. And that's what's happening. And you know how they got Savage? They went after all his sponsors. The same way they went after Anita Bryant's only job with orange juice. And because she didn't want to send her kids to a school that was teaching a gay curriculum, she was singled out and punished, and nobody stood up for her, just like nobody stood up for Jesus. You think about that. And she chose to protect her children over money and fame. But I remember Anita Bryant. I don't forget. I'm a 911 New Yorker. We forget nothing. That's on my challenge coin. 911, and we forget nothing. And someday, when Al-Qaeda thinks it's all done and forgotten about, a cruise missile will reach the surface, and the guy in the submarine will be from New York, and he'll say, I just pushed one button. Let me finish the row, and I won't do it again. Yeah. 911, we forget nothing. Yep. We're waiting. We're waiting for the chauffeur to get blown. So anyway, I see what's happening. They took Savage down to 2 hours, and then, you know what they do? And I don't know if you noticed this or not, but if you're a New York listener to WOR or WABC, and you're listening to your favorite conservative talk show host, when they go to the news, they give you communist news. And you're wondering, oh, yeah, oh, that, gee, that doesn't sound right. But that's what they do. NBC, I think, gives the news on one, and I forget who gives the news on the other. Maybe CNN. So you're always brainwashed. They're always brainwashing you. And you don't know you're brainwashed, and neither do those people in Jerky Park. Those people in Jerky Park are sickening. They're absolutely sickening. And when I see them, I see all the scum that rose to the top in the 60s. While 58,000 Americans died for this country who were drafted and didn't have a rich uncle to get them off the hook or send them to college and falsify their grades so they wouldn't get drafted, or they hid out in Sweden or hid out in Canada. Yeah. All of the rats, they're all back. All the rats are back. If you see one, there's a million. And do not underestimate this rat crowd, because this is the small percentage that they're bringing to the forefront. That's, you're looking at about 10% of the movement, not even 10, maybe 5% of the movement. The other 95 are waiting. They're waiting for the hammer and sickle to clang together. And they're all, and look at them. Get a look at them. Not one of them ever had a decent job. Not one of them ever worked for a living. And they're all college graduates. And they want you to pay their tuition.
pay their tuition. When I was 18, my mother said, son, you're 18, congratulations. Go out and find a job and don't come home until you have one. Now, Junior gets to stay at home in the basement till he's 26, and he can sue his parents. You know how many lawyers existed in my time? There was one for a community. And he couldn't charge more than $50. Or he'd get lynched. Unbelievable. It's really unbelievable. So I got a flashback looking at all this crap, this wood crap. Did you know Hillary Clinton, as a senator, asked for $1 million to build a monument to Woodstock? Did you know that? Do you know she's in Burma tonight? She's going to win over the hearts and the minds of the Burmese. And you know what she's going to do when she's there? She's going to buy a nice ruby, because Burma is famous for rubies. Hey, have you got a nice ruby of the Secretary of State? How about a blood red one for all the people that you killed? Yeah, Hillary is going to liberate Burma. Man, unbelievable. Don't get me started. Okay, so let me turn to another subject. Oh, I was talking about, I seen all this riffraff down in Stalin Park at Lenin's tomb, and I said to myself, you can't believe, if you weren't around in the 60s, you can't believe how a country turned to mud, how you couldn't get a decent employee. You couldn't get a decent employee. They were all potheads. They were dirty. They didn't wash. They used to be a joke. Two hippies are walking down the street and a priest is coming in the other direction. And one of them says, hello, Father. And the priest says, take a bath. And one hippie says to the other hippie, hey, man, what's a bath? And he goes, how do I know? I'm not Catholic. Yeah, it was the worst. We bred a generation of misfits and monsters. And they had all the answers. The sexual revolution is just what America needed. What America needs is a French revolution and bring back the guillotine. Oh, yeah. But anyway, so I'm watching this riffraff in the streets. Molesting children. Raping women in tents. And men. It's hard to tell. Unbelievable. It was an accident. I thought she was a man. Yeah, unbelievable. Smoking weed, the national plant. We are a wasted generation. We are. And they want you to pay their tuition. Tuition for what? And they're all from the same school. Columbia, the germ of the ocean. And what's the other one that graduates all the communists? Columbia is a big one. KGB agents have been graduating from there for years. Terrorists have to go to Columbia for melting pot training. So I'm looking and I see I can't find Savage. So what do I do? I start to search for radio stations that have Savage, because the Blind Shake is on WOR, followed by basketball. So I don't know where I landed. I can't remember where I landed. Oh, it was a show called, I think he's called Roger Humphreys. I don't know what state he's in or what town, but he seems conservative. And he got a phone call from a Vietnam vet with a southern accent, and he told Mr. Humphreys, he said, we came back from Nam at a commercial airport, and we were helping a wounded corpsman. Now, you know what a corpsman is? Or as President Obama, the president of the 57 states, including Asia, Hawaii, he calls them corpsmen, which they very well could be corpsmen if he gets to keep on going the way he's doing. We'll all be corpsmen. He called a corpsman a corpsman. But a corpsman is a guy who goes out and risks his life to to save his buddy. This is the Good Samaritan dodging bullets. And the corpsman is the most respected Navy personnel by the Marine Corps. They love their corpsman. So these Marines are coming off a plane. They got a wounded corpsman. They're helping him off the plane. And one of the demonstrators, according to this guy, urinated on him. I don't know if he was on a stretcher, and he urinated on him. And the Marines tore into the crowd. Do you know they arrested the Marines, and they made them sit in jail for 3 days. And that's how these Vietnam vets were treated when they came home. They were spit on by cowards. They were totally demoralized. And that's why I say, if you get my book, The Spirit of America Party, you will say that Democrats get you into war, and then they leave you to die on the battlefield, and they promise to never run again. It's really sad. And the guys from Vietnam got the biggest shaft of all. Those poor bastards that went to Nam, when they came back, they had been spit on overseas, and when they came back, they got spit on more, and they were betrayed. They were betrayed by all the politicians, especially the Democrats that sent them there. And then the same Democrats that sent them there spit on them when they returned. And they weren't even treated right by fellow veterans. The World War II vets looked down on them because the World War II vets had completely conquered and won World War II. And they considered these Vietnam vets to be inferior and not of the same caliber. Nothing could have been further from the truth. Under the circumstances and what they had to go up against, and I'm not talking about the Viet Cong, I'm talking about they had to go up against their own people who spit on them and did everything, made fun of them. Hollywood mocked them. Look at Sean Phnom Penh. May he burn in hell for making that movie where he played a baby raping Marine. May he burn in hell. May God gouge his eyes out. So having said that, I just want to pay a tribute to those guys in Fort Nam. And you know, when they came back and the veterans groups later on wanted them to join, a lot of Vietnam vets wouldn't join because they felt that they weren't treated fairly by them when they needed them. And of course, this was also the drugs had infiltrated both the military and the nation. The nation was totally, they were totally potted out. They were doing LSD, they were doing all kinds of crap. They lost their minds. And there were a lot of casualties, a lot of heroin casualties. I know. Believe me when I tell you, I know. I know. I know a guy who tried it just once and he died that day. And he was left naked in Fort Tryon Park by his friends because they didn't want to be implicated. Yep. He was one of the first casualties. And then we learned about heroin. We all got a heroin lesson when they brought a body home. And that's why I say one out of five Americans is a junkie, and one junkie brings down five innocent people. The biggest enemy in our nation today is drugs. It is not Al-Qaeda. It's not the threat of nukes. It's drugs. 50,000 Mexicans are dead tonight because of America's drug habit. They've been hacked to pieces, gunned down by Eric Holder's pistolas. 2,000 weapons Eric Holder sent into Mexico to overthrow the Mexican government and to eliminate the Second Amendment. And that's what his goal was. And may he burn in hell with Sean Penn and Ted Kennedy. Ted Kennedy's down there already. He's singing Steam Heat. But anyway, so I'm looking, and I told you about the Vietnamese, the vets. They got the biggest screw-in of all time. They got the biggest screw-in of all time. I met guys that came back that were missing just knees. One guy lost his kneecaps. And you know what? They gave up on the country, and the country gave up on them. And I got to tell you, George Patton believed in a civilian military. He believed in the draft. And as fine as the elites are in our military, I'm talking about Rangers, Special Forces, Airborne, Marines, that creme de la creme, you've got other military units that are fat, sloppy, and ugly, and out of shape. And that's why I don't like a volunteer army. I know the generals love it. Everybody plays the game. But I liked it better when it was a U.S., which is a two-year draftee, and RA, which is regular army. That's a three-year enlistee. And you know who likes an all-volunteer army? All of the cowards that would never serve this country, because they're off the hook. They can't try and wiggle their way out of a draft notice. They love the volunteer army, and they'll demonstrate it against it every day of the week. But when it's time to carry the ammo to the front line, you won't find them. And I'm so tired of these people, these communist bastards, comparing the Tea Party to the SOS that's in the street. Let me tell you something. You go to any Tea Party rally and ask how many people got a DD-214, you'll see a show of hands about 90% of everybody there. You go down to Wall Street, down there to Zucchini Plaza, or and see the Bloomberg Army, and ask how many got DD-214s, and you know what they'll say? What's a DD-214? Do you know what it is? Discharge papers from the military. Now you know, too. Okay, so having said that, let me turn to my epistle of the night. My epistle says that Fox and Karl Rove sunk Herman Cain. They betrayed him, especially Karl Rove. But then Karl Rove was never for Sarah Palin. He was never for Michelle Bachmann. He was never for O'Donnell. What's her name down in Delaware? Karl Rove is never for Tea Party people. Karl Rove is only for straight Republicans, if you can call them straight. So, now we're going to take a look at the assassination of Herman Cain. How the charges of two unstable blonde white women, one of whom is a political social climber who happens to live under David Axelrod's bed, can destroy a family man of 46 years, is beyond me. What was the argument that convinced the Demo Camos to go ahead and the Repuppies to get him out of the way? I know. He is black and they're all like that. Just like all Irishmen are drunks, all Mexicans are illegal, all Puerto Ricans carry knives, all Dominicans are drug dealers, all Jews are money hungry, and all Italians are in the mafia. It works every time in brainwashing divide and conquer school. I predicted that Gingrich would come from behind, calling him Secretariat. He has experience in dealing with crooks in politics. I am not going to say it takes one to know one. He is statesmanlike and handles questions like a professor, educating his students. He knows the ins and outs of congressional maneuvering. After years of sinning, he now sees the light of Judgment Day. Yes, we all like to get close to God on our deathbed. Caution, this road has no shoulder to cry on. As we read this, the 12 apostles of bad government are agreeing to screw the people now and pay nobody back over 10 years. Since America said ouch, not one wasted hijacked tax dollar has been saved. The party boys do not know the meaning of the words waste. Right now, they are selling America short under the law that they wrote exempting themselves from insider trading jail time. Now you wonder how many laws were created to facilitate a stock purchase. Slavery is not dead, it's just presented in another tax form. Tax slavery is alive and well. Speaking of wells, oil is at an all-time futures low, $101, and that's going to be low. And so are the food prices. A tax sucker barrel. The EPA is forcing Canada to make straight pipelines zigzag to delay relief valves from opening. Let me sum up my bitch. Both parties do not care about us. They only want to continue monkey business as usual. Right now they pretend to listen. They say what you want to hear, but the day after all the termites win reinfection, the office doors close and the SOS goes on. You know what SOS is. You get to moan and say, wait till next time, which is another 4 years away. Your musket gets to fire once every 4 years. Why should they care about you? They have trips to make, bribes to take, trades for their accounts' sake. Besides, you can't afford to have a toll booth at the bottom of your driveway. Your home, if you still own one, is worth 40% less than when you thought you had money. But your real estate taxes won't go down in comparison because government must grow and tax slaves need to work harder and longer. The good news is the Obama March on Wall Street has collapsed. After 2 months, the unemployment money ran out. Which brings me to Herman Cain. The biggest charge over this sex idea the Demo Camos stole from the movie Casino is that Herman has no international diplomatic skills. As compared to who? Huntsman, who works for the Chinese? Bill Clinton, who introduced the president of Kazakhstan to a Canadian businessman who sold the Kazakhs uranium for the fifth of jihad? Or vice versa? Bill got a commission in the millions, Allahu Akbar. How about Obama, who was in Asia, Hawaii this week, while his army marches on Wall Street? Why can't we see his sealed geography report cards when he flies back to the 57th state? No, my friends, Karl Rove and Fox whiteboarded Herman to the glee of the Fox Peanut Gallery. And they say Herman does not know about the right of return of the Palestinians. That is one 10-minute briefing. The real question should be, how about the right of return of Gaza to Israel for better development and the protection of the Israeli state? And then the next question should be, hang in there. Unbelievable. I was going to sneeze. Then the next question should be, due to the range of Iran's nukes, how much land should Israel seize for their own protection after the fourth war begins? America has two choices. Keep going down the path of self-destruction, doing the SOS, or get rid of the SOS crowd. Not one Republican stood with Herman. At least Jesus had Simon of Cyrene. There it goes again. Okay. That shows you the caliber of the waste we elect to hurt us. For the first time in American history, you have more politicians taking foreign money since Aaron Burr wanted his own empire. In business, they say loyalty is lost with a 10% discount. In Washington, hey, I got 50 off for a country. Do not be so quick to reach for the bright, shiny diamond the media directs your eyes to. Look for the diamond in the rough. Once it is polished, it may be bigger and brighter. And to those who say you can't learn on the job, meet Harry Truman, the last Democrat. I apologize to all the legal American immigrants who love their new home. I know you're getting bad old country vibes. Help us rebuild America. This is our last shot at keeping our inheritance. From this point on, we are going to get are media shows, lies, accusations, excuses, more taxes, and a cheap Kardashian wedding comrade. Late breaking news. Filthy rich Demo Camos agree to waterboarding as long as the CIA uses Perrier. And have you noticed the conservative talk shows being limited and shut down with a November 2012 deadline? Name three. Okay. Glenn Beck, Steve Malzberg, and Mike Savage. Oh, that is just a coincidence. Like what? Four planes on 911? and sidebar to Aaron Klein. Talk to Herman Cain. Help him out. Help out a brother. And I got to say about Glenn Beck, when he was giving his classes and everybody was making fun of his blackboards, he told us that the out people were coming.
Whiteboard. Pictures.
Just you know why. Why you and I will by and by know true love way. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and just you and I know true love way. Throughout the day, our true love way will bring us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why just you and I know true love way.
it with care. Will you always treat me tenderly? My heart to you, will you give me all your love? Will you swear that you'll be true to me by the light that shines above?
Party and the Spirit of America Party Book. We have a word tonight that we picked up to add to our vocabulary, and I thought you'd get a kick out of it. It's called kakistocracy. KAKISTOCRACY. And what it means is a government by the worst people. And that's what we have in Washington tonight. We have a kakistocracy. I watched Wolf Blitzer Rospinjani play the candidates for Hillary Clinton. I called it first. Yes, my friends, Obama is almost gone, while the Republicans, both the Royal Patrician Republicans and to a lesser extent the plebeian Tea Party commoners, barricade the front of the fort against Obama, Hillary breached the election wall from behind. Look at this week's events. The Communist Party Channel, GE-NBC, Chris Tingle plays Chris Kringle and attacks Obama. That is a party no-no, unless you've been given secret orders. James Carville will become more vociferous. Leon Panetta has made the first move. And today on Fox, Doug Shern had predicted Hillary's ascendancy to the throne. That was denied to Sarah Palin and Michelle the Liberty Bell. Sorry, this seat is reserved for 12 years. Obama has already been notified. Why don't you go on a world tour? You don't need a teleprompter. The coup de grace will be that his school records were compromised and his birth certificate is a forgery. So says we, so says the New York Times. Well, that's how the Democamos play ball. They're not going to give up control of the Treasury to protect one who cannot win. Hillary is a sure thing. She will get all the jilted women's vote. She will get the abortion crowd, especially the men who don't pay the cab fare to the clinics. She will get the peace-at-any-price crowd from the non-payers. She can get the free Shiite crowd by buying their vote with extra free Shiite. She will get a communist porno would support and this and star in the remake of Dolly, standing on the bow of a canceled nuclear submarine, singing "This Land Is My Land" only. Let us not forget the illegal immigrant crowd. Immigration is the act of foreigners passing or coming into a country for the purpose of permanent residence, legally. Otherwise, they are not immigrants, they're invaders. And to obtain residence, you must put in your papers, application required. And question number one is, how did you get here? If you broke the law to get here, you are a criminal and you forfeit the privilege of being offered citizenship, amigo. Any politician who uses you to get votes is an accomplice. If Obama drops any further, Joe Biden will play Brutus, saying friends, demo, commos, and communists. And this is a heads up for the Repuppies. Come out from that rock you're hissing under until November 2012. Stand up for something. Stop acting like schoolboys who did not do their homework, trying to be invisible so the teacher cannot call on them. The American people just wasted their money on 3 years of unproductive legislation. We want our money back. We don't want to hear what you plan to cut over 10 years. We want those budget cuts now. And before you lay off one postal worker, be sure to lay off half of Chuck Schumer's personal staff of 92. Plus any other termite with a big appetite for waste. I suggest you look at Carl Levin. Now let's review last night's debate. First, I must apologize to Herman Cain. When he said boycott Syrian oil, I said Syria has no oil. I was wrong. Syria does have oil and is losing production due to inefficiency. They are too busy killing whole villages to develop oil. So Herman knows more than yours truly, and I'm a Middle East expert. I can name the guy on the inside cover of the Qatari phone book, Al Thani. You just learned something new. You don't have to know his first name, just put a shake in front of it. No one brought up the blonde bimbo who cost Herman 10 points and a lot of distrust. Those demo camos have no scruples. Has anybody seen Catherine Willey's cat? Huntsman would make a great State Department chief. Rick Santorum is feared by sinners, which leaves him only 2% of the vote. And he did it again last night, saying, I'm different from them. Rick, watch how Newt plays the crowd. Learn the words to Home on the Range, where seldom is heard a discouraging word. Michelle Bachmann would make a great Speaker of the House. Herman would make a great VP and could be president also. Mitt Romney is from Massachusetts, case closed. Why? Ted Kennedy, Scott Brown, Hanoi John Kerry, the boat smuggler, Markey the phony, I rest my case. Even Paul Revere moved to another state after he died. That brings us to Newt the suit. Based on the old Egyptian theorem, it takes one to know one. Newt will get a lot done and destroy Hillary by occupying her space in the White House. He is eloquent, efficient, and job achievable. He knows history, which is no longer taught in communist demonstration school, along with love of God and country, of course. He has been there, done that. He knows the routine. Will he root out all the communists who have been destroying our country? No. But 30% is a good start on Inauguration Day. Will he listen to the people? Maybe. But one thing is for sure. Whichever demo camo steps across the White House threshold on Election Day will slam the door in your face for 4 more years. I watched an economic expert on Fox say in 1890 was the biggest crash in the USA. It started because an American bank went broke in Argentina. Move over. Here comes John Corzine, and he's short $1.2 billion, or lira, depending on what you'll take if you can get it. Actually, the earliest market crash took place in Rome when Atlas sold the empire short, and pray that's not us. I did take heart when I saw Frank Luntz in Iowa with an audience of 50 mostly good Christian moms. He polled the audience, and I was amazed that the blondes liked Herman Cain the most. It did my heart good to see how savvy and honest these people were. My son said he's moving to Iowa. These gals put New York women to shame. All they know here is Kardashian and housewives. What housewives? Of Gomorrah. Not only that, they can't cook or change a flat. Bring back the lemon laws and in-laws. I know what you're saying. The men are no better. I agree. Let's kill them all and start over. Ron Paul would make a great Supreme Court judge. You would not be able to go to war without an act of Congress, which is the law. But he is wrong to ignore Muslim profiling. Jihad is part of the Muslim religion, convert or die. There is no God but Allah. Jihad is in the Quran over 160 times. Imams get 20% of all booty taken in jihad. When 4 hijacked planes were turned into missiles of Islam, the final prayer at crash time was the Muslim prayer, Allahu Akbar. So when Irish eyes are profiling, we will be looking for Muslims first and everybody else second. And if you pass a law that says I must die so you can be politically communist correct, I'm using you as my body shield. Jihad is to a Muslim as communion is to a Catholic. Sadly, Ron Paul used Terry McVeigh as the demo camo excuse to put your neck in the noose of compassion. Terry McVeigh got the fastest execution in the history of the judicial system. He got express checkout. Sheikh Khalid Mohammed enjoys the protection of Eric Holder, the gunrunner, and Janet Coyote Napolitano. This murderer of 3,000 Americans will die of old age of first. Obama is 3 months away from declaring peace in the Middle East and freeing all the Gitmo POWs. And if any of them are drug dealers, they'll get a pardon. Demo camos love to pardon drug dealers and terrorists. It's the backbone of the party. A lot can happen in a year. We may all be voting for smart Alec Baldwin because he raided Tokyo. The demo camo media can make you believe anything. Run that Herman Cain story by me again. Four women, came forth. Only two came forth. And one I have seen in Navy port bars around the world, and the other has disappeared. The showgirl from the movie Casino and Gloria Allred, that vision of justice, have only one ear witness, a Jewish pediatrician who votes Republican. And you believe that? I got a bridge in Brooklyn. I got two, as a matter of fact. He heard the star witness. You buy one, you get one free. He heard the star witness say Herman thought he was Sherman. This woman collects boyfriends like John Corzine buys Italian bonds. Who would ever believe Herman after seeing Mandingo 2? They hurt him so bad, they did not even come out in round 2. Wait till you see who comes out and labels Gingrich, including the goat. My friends, let us realize that we, the American people, are outnumbered 51-49. We are now the minority. We are struggling for American survival. Those who hate this country have mastered the art of taking it all down. As I watched the audience at the debate last night, I said to myself, if that was the greatest generation sitting in those seats out there, they would have come up on the stage and fired everybody. Ron Paul would have sailed the furthest. Let's get real. The only two agencies to be punished for 12 fools passing nothing but gas were Social Security and Defense. Give me a break. $15 trillion can be reduced tomorrow by closing the EPA. That's got to be $1 trillion. OSHA, another trillion. Department of Commerce, $500 million. Department of Energy, another $500 million. Department of No Commerce, $500 million. That comes to $3.5 trillion. My guess. I counted commerce twice. Why not? They do. Real figures are very hard to find. Let's do the A's only. Everybody who loses a job gets to go to the border until they retire, never to be replaced. So here's some agencies and their fate. Access Board closed. Administration for Native Americans, leave alone. Administration for the Aging, closed. Administration on Developmental Disabilities, closed. American Administration Committee of the Federal Register, closed. The register is closed. Ring up, no sale. Administrative Conference of the United States, closed. Administrative Office of the U.S. Courts, closed. Advisory Council on Historic Preservation, closed. African Development Foundation, closed. Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, closed. Agency for International Development, closed. Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry, closed. Agricultural Marketing Service, closed. Agricultural Research Service, closed. Agricultural Department, half. Air and Radiation Hotline, closed. Air Force, untouched. Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau, Treasury, untouched. Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives Bureau, Justice Department, purged. American Battle Monuments Commission, half. AmeriCorps Recruiting, closed. Amtrak, sold. Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, half. Antitrust Division, half. Appalachian Regional Commission, half. Architect of the Capitol, half. Archives, half. Arctic Research Commission, half. Armed Forces Retirement Home, untouched. Arms Control and International Security, closed. Army, untouched. Army Corps of Engineers, untouched. Arthritis and Musculoskeletal Interagency Coordinating Committee, half. Atlantic Fleet Forces Command, untouched. I figure there's another trillionaire. You want to do the bees? We've got 25 letters to go. Hang in there, I'll give you a tune. Welcome to America. We'll dedicate this attune to Obama bin Laden and the Democamos and the Royal Repuppies who think they're in control of the situation.
Your baby doesn't love you anymore. Golden days before they end, whisper secrets to the wind. Your baby won't be near you anymore. Tender nights before they fly, send falling stars that seem to cry. Before they fall. echo to you, that's all, that's all.